This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Metro Denver and the Front Range are getting snow this morning, and that continues through the day. Temperatures will stay in the teens, get below zero overnight, and warm up a little tomorrow. Snow totals from earlier this morning include 12 inches at the Air Force Academy near Colorado Springs, Arvada reporting 9 inches, Commerce City at 11 inches, and in Boulder just over 8 inches. The Denver Broncos say charges of racial discrimination filed in a federal lawsuit against the team Tuesday are false. The team says allegations made by former Miami head coach Brian Flores about an interview he had with the Broncos in 2019 are wrong. Flores says the interview began late and was conducted unprofessionally. The Broncos eventually hired Vic Fangio as head coach. He was fired last month. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gradisar talked about the city's economy in a State of the City address Monday. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Gradisar says last year's city sales tax numbers were up by 28%, and more than 660 new businesses got licenses.
2020 was a year of economic survival in Pueblo. In contrast, in 2021 was a year of economic development and growth.
Gradisar says Pueblo's in a once-in-a-lifetime boom, with three national home builders working on new subdivisions, along with expansions at both the Evraz Steel Mill and CS Wind Tower plant. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Pueblo and Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, Fort Collins, all along the Front Range. There's more snow through the day and into this evening. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.